Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Bush yesterday to congratulate him on his re-election. The Kremlin leader made it clear long before the vote that he wanted to see President Bush win. The two leaders have often talked of having a strong personal relationship. The question for some analysts is whether the two countries are getting much of substance out of that relationship. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Speaking to reporters at the Kremlin, Putin warmly welcomed the re-election of President Bush.
I've known Bush for 4 years, and I know him as a consistent, decent person. We will be glad that none of the dirt they tried to smear him with stuck.
And Putin repeated a claim he made several weeks ago, that attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq had been aimed at Bush personally.
I'm convinced that international terrorists set themselves the goal of not allowing the re-election of Bush in the United States.
Although Russia originally opposed the war to topple Saddam Hussein in recent months, the Kremlin has toned down criticism of the U.S. military presence in Iraq. Putin said Bush's victory proved that the American people would not be intimidated by terror. Just as Putin says Russia must stand firm after a recent wave of terror attacks by radical Chechen separatists. But many here say there's another reason Putin supported President Bush. Kremlin insiders believed a Kerry administration would have been more aggressive in criticizing Putin for backpedaling on democracy. The former Soviet KGB officer has centralized power in his own hands and brought key media outlets back under the control of the state. Political analyst Lili Shevtsova says the Kremlin saw the Bush administration as less prone to meddle.
President Bush was very cautious, trying not to criticize Russia. Such American acquiescence to everything that Vladimir Putin is doing gives Russian leadership extra motive and gives them impetus to continue their own way.
Shevtsova says the much-publicized personal relationship between Putin and Bush also leads the Kremlin to believe there will be continuity in bilateral ties. Political analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov also expects little change in Russian-U.S. relations during President Bush's second term.
It's clear that there are big spheres in which Russia and the United States can and will cooperate. One is security, mostly centered on counterterrorism and non-proliferation.
But Nikonov says aside from those issues, as well as increasing U.S. investment in Russia's gas and oil industries, the two countries have yet to work out a deep bilateral agenda. And there have been serious disagreements. Russia, for instance, has rebuffed U.S. demands for it to end nuclear cooperation with Iran. And although Putin openly supported President Bush, most Russians did not follow suit. In one pre-election poll, 25% of Russians said they preferred Kerry. Just 15% said they preferred President Bush. Even some of those who like the president give only grudging support, like 55-year-old kindergarten teacher Raisa Petrovna. I have mixed feelings, she says. We're all against the war in Iraq, but on the other hand, Bush is also fighting terrorism, which I'm so afraid of. 18-year-old Sasha Umarantsev is more typical.
As far as the re-election of Bush is concerned, I really don't know. I really don't like America, and I don't like Bush. All anyone thinks about here is dollars, and that's horrible. America's turning everyone into zombies.
Umarantsev is among 60% of Russians who told pollsters they simply didn't care who won the U.S. election. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.